Chapter 3. The Pressure Cooker. Nothing seemed real until he saw the sign. It was dark pink with blue letters, and he spotted it through the sliding glass doors in front of him as he rolled his luggage cart toward the arrivals lounge at Gimhae International Airport in Busan. "Welcome to Korea, Eric," it said, in bubbly script, the kind waitresses use to write "thank you" on the bottom of their checks. That boy holding the sign must be his host brother, standing next to his host mother and host father, his new Oma and Appa, or maybe it was Appa and Oma. He slowed down, his small frame finally absorbing the implications of this decision. He'd spent all 18 years of his life in Minnetonka, Minnesota, a white affluent suburb of Minneapolis. That was over now. For the next year he had chosen to live in Busan, South Korea, with total strangers. He ran his fingers through the thick pelt of brown hair on his forehead, which was growing frizzier by the second. The humidity had wrapped around him like a wool blanket from the moment he'd gotten off the plane. The glass doors opened and closed and opened again. Then he took a breath and rolled his cart through. Before he'd even left the United States, Eric was in some ways living in a different country than Kim in Oklahoma. Minnesota was one of the very few states that ranked among the top 20 nations in the world in education outcomes. Minnesota did not make it into the top tier with Finland or Korea, but in math, the state's teenagers performed about as well as teenagers in Australia and Germany. Even by those standards, Eric had attended a particularly high-powered high school. Newsweek regularly ranked Minnetonka High School among the top high schools in America. The place had 4 gymnasiums and a hockey rink, and looked more like a small college than a high school. Eric had opted to join the International Baccalaureate Diploma Program, an intense track within the school that was benchmarked to international standards. He had several teachers who were legendary in Minnetonka. Ms. Duncan, his history teacher, held...